prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 May 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. I'm so glad you're with us, and I'm meaning it with all my heart. I truly, truly do. And as we get into the program, make mention, but this weekend, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study. And the guest is supposed to be on the last time and couldn't make it because of a hurricane or tornado problems in Florida. At the time, I don't think they actually hit, but they were given a warning. Dustin Nemos will join us at 1 o'clock Eastern for the last hour of this weekend's Bible study and Christian Worldview News. So please join us if you can. You can watch us live if you go to PastorButch.com. And click on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. That's when we start, and there will be 10:30 to 11. We always do praise reports and prayer requests and take phone calls. Those who want to call in and ask for prayer or whatever, give a praise report. 11:30 to 12:30, we'll get into Christian Worldview News, in which we show you prophecy being fulfilled and what's happening in the world today. And 1 to 2, we'll be talking to Dustin Nemo. So please come and join us. If you can't do it online, just have to call a phone number, 339-209-5013, to join us and listen to the teachings coming weekend. And for people that listen on the phone out there, the phone number we had for so long ended. They gave us a new phone number. I don't know if you're trying to listen right now on shortwave, it's going in and out. Pick up your phone, dial this number, 518-896-1646. That's 518-896-1646. So listen on the phone, which is always most generally a clear way to listen. And we apologize for the phone number changing. We couldn't help it. It just happened. So we've got a new phone number now. You can call and listen on. So please use it if you can. Okay. Now, our guest tonight, I spoke to him a couple weeks ago, I think, for the first time. His name is J.J. Carroll. J.J. Has worked for the U.S. Border Patrol. He's a frontline journeyman agent to a senior leader in the United States Border Patrol Agency. He's tried to explain things happening on the border, what's going on the border. He's also trying to expose the evil of child sex trafficking in this country. This man is a young man, but he's been around doing a lot of things. Now, I'm not going to try to give you all his bio. I'm going to bring up in a second and let you listen to what he has to say about his bio and what he's done. And we're going to have a conversation with him tonight. And your questions will be welcome, as always, and your comments. Folks, this program is about is all about the glory to God. And all of us, that includes you, having a voice in this country and around the world. This broadcast goes worldwide. And it's an honor that people in France and Russia and, oh gosh, Mexico and other nations listen to this broadcast every night. I didn't know they spoke hillbilly all over the world, but they do. So anyway, without any further ado, we're going to bring up our guest tonight. We're going to bring up J.J. Carroll and let him tell a little bit about who he is and what he's done. And J.J., welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. And hillbilly talk, I grew up in the Deep South in Louisiana, Alabama, and went to college in Arkansas. So I can understand that language still to this day.
Well, yeah, I was telling anybody wants to learn talk right, come to here in West Virginia, we'll learn you right.
I bet you will. But I appreciate you allowing me to come on and speak and give me about a minute or so to tell you who I am. I'm not a disgruntled government employee. I am very proud of my time in the United States Border Patrol. I spent 24 years in San Diego sector, rose up to deputy patrol agent in charge. I ran multiple task force on the border, big and small, during the most violent time in recent Border Patrol history. Took down El Chapo Guzman's drug loads and human smuggling loads up and down the coastline. I left the United States Border Patrol in my last year, was Joe Biden's first year in office, so I witnessed the treason taking place, and it was treason. I could not take it, and I would not follow directives and orders that were contradictory or adverse to the Constitution, so I retired. I wrote two best-selling books between that time and now. I created or executive produced two documentaries. I went and testified on child sex trafficking and open borders in front of Congress. I will never do that again. They are the dumbest people in our society.
Let me ask you a question real quickly. Don't lose your line of thought. Are they the dumbest or evilly shrewd?
I think there is a segment of them that are the dumbest, where they are puppets. They have been placed there by people of means and influence. And then I think the rest of them, which is a smaller group, are evil. And I really believe that. And no one's going to be able to change my mind.
Jackson and Osceo Cortez, what's her name? Cortez, whatever it is, proves the dumb part for sure. Go ahead.
Well, she's dumb as a box of rocks, but those people have absolute say over our lives, and that's frustrating on its own. I heard the call from Donald Trump, President Trump, asking for retired Border Patrol agents and ICE officers to return to duty. And I did that. I did that for 6 months. I went and worked for the Fugitive Operation Team in ICE in Kansas City, Missouri, and had over 300 plus arrests of murderers, rapists, pedophiles, drug dealers. And I'm telling you that there are no mass deportations, that it is a lie, that they do
I want you to repeat that. Folks, listen to this. Trump has lied to us. Here is further proof. Go ahead.
There are no mass deportations. It does not exist. We do not have the infrastructure. And I would like to have time, if you would ask me, to go further into that, because I don't like to say bombastic things. I don't say things that I don't have direct knowledge about. Right. So when I'm talking about the border, I want, and I say this without, I don't like to give myself pats on the back, but I don't think you're going to find anyone in federal government service now or outside of it that has the experience that I have, both on the border and in the interior, to be able to articulate exactly what's happening. Donald Trump is the greatest border president the nation has ever seen, period. Hands down, nobody is even within the universe of being number two. He is the premier border president. What he is doing on the interior is not working, and everyone knows it. I appreciate you allowing me to come on your show to be able to articulate these not my beliefs. I wish I was wrong, but I'm going to tell you hard truths, and they're going to be uncomfortable, because our nation has been allowed to be invaded by the third world. We have third worlders in our country, over a 50 million illegal aliens in our country. 50 million. You have another 55 million legal immigrants that are in our country. So right now, we have an infrastructure that is supposed to support 340, 350 million people, but it is supporting 450 million people. That's why our infrastructure is collapsing. Our hospitals are decaying. Our school education system is defunct. Our economy sucks. We are looking at a demographic time bomb that is destroying America. And I will make one final point right now before I turn it back to you. All the way up until 2010, we were a supermajority white Christian nation, 75%. Back in 1970s, we were 90% white Christian nation. We are now below 55%. We will be the minority in our own country in 9 years.
Yes.
9 years, we will be the minority. Now, you tell me how that benefits the United States of America to flood our nation of third worlders. And I will make one more point. The people that we are importing, I've arrested thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of them, directly and indirectly. I am telling you, and I mean this with no maliciousness, no trying to get clickbait or be mean in any way. They are subhuman in their intellect. Their IQ is below that of someone that is mentally retarded. We have brought in tens of millions of people that would be medically deemed retarded into our country. Now, you tell me, sir, how our nation is going to be able to function, how it's going to be able to prosper, how it's going to sustain itself in this new category of people in our country. And I will tell you, we will not survive this unless we eradicate our nation of these tens of millions of people from the third world.
Well, I'll add three things there. First thing, they want to destroy the Caucasian Christians, the one that saved this country. They want to destroy the culture of a country because they could not control us or take us over until they destroyed our culture, dumbed us down with public fool education, and polluted us as a Caucasian nation. They couldn't do that. We know that. But now, were you saying then actually the people, the population of this country is closer to 450 million instead of 350 million? With all the illegals here?
Yes, sir. 50 million illegal aliens. Let me just tell your audience how I came to that number. I'm not just pulling out of a bag on the street. Minimum 50 million illegals. In 2019, MIT and Yale did a study of, and they jammed all of the data, demographic data, into an algorithm and ran it, that algorithm 1 million times and came up with the high of 29 million and the mean, the average of 22 million illegal aliens. I knew that number is closer to 30 million, but all of America, academia, politicians, excuse me, et cetera, all gleamed and said, yep, 22 million, absolutely 22 million. So we went overnight from 2018, 2019, we went from 11 million to 22 million overnight. If you believe your government, then you are a fool, but let's just use that number, 22 million. The federal government under Joe Biden in 4 years brought in 30 million illegal aliens, minimum 30 million. There's 52 million. If you don't believe me and you believe Joe Biden and Secretary of DHS Alejandro Mayorkas, then God have mercy on your soul. But let's just listen to what they admitted to. They have admitted to 18 million. 18 million. So now you and I are having a discussion and you're saying, well, it's not 50 million. The federal government says it's 40 million. Are you okay with 40 million illegal aliens living inside your country, giving birth at a rate that rabbits produce, where our women are not even producing the replacement rate? We're in the dying. We are 1.52. 1.6 is considered dead. Your nation is dead. We have a dying population because our women abort our children, castrate them after birth, or just euthanize us as we get older. So we're dying, and we brought in people that per UN data reproduce up to five times that of the national average. It is a demographic time bomb, and we are going to lose this war.
Well, I hate to say it this way, but I've been in this a long time. I'm 77 years old. We have lost the war. It's too late to turn us around. We will never be able to export 50 million people. It's impossible. Like you said, we don't have the infrastructure for it. We would have to, we'd have to draft a million and a half men in the military to back up the forces to do that with. And this isn't going to happen. I don't mean a negative about this, but it is what it is. I've been in this nation for a long time. I watched it from the 50s right on through today. We have been dumbed down, divided, factions everywhere now. They've destroyed our culture intentionally. We're bringing in third world nations with different cultures and IQs of maybe 80. And I'm not making it up, folks. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. Now, you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. But this was all done intentionally. And what's really sad, JJ, the ones in the country that should know better and be teaching these things is supposed to be the Church of Christ, the body of Christ. They're not even teaching it. They're partaking in it. They become so ignorant themselves. They don't know what's going on. They don't want to know. They're waiting for the rapture. Don't worry about it. But we've seen this happen. I agree. Trump has shut down the border, basically. And I applaud him for that. I really do. But to export these people out of here like he claimed he wanted to do is not going to be done. It can't be done. Because they become so ingrained in us, it's like cutting a cancer out of a body that's three quarters eat up with cancer. You kill the body doing it. It's not going to happen. You saw what happened with the few they tried to deport. It's just, I would say, JJ, I mean, I don't want to discourage anybody, don't make anybody feel mad or upset or discouraged, but it's just a matter of fact. Our nation, as we knew it, as when I was a young man, you're still a young man, but when I was a young man in the 50s in school, in high school in the 60s, our nation is nowhere near what it was then, not even close to what it was. And this happened in my lifetime. And the illegal invasion started big time about 1967, 68, when they changed the immigration law in this country to do this. It started clear back then. It's taken them 60 years to do it, but they've got it done. And the American people step back and let it happen with their eyes wide open. Maybe they murmur a little bit. Maybe they complain. But it happened anyway. For you and I, JJ, we're adults. We'll take our consequences. But I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren that are going to pay for my ignorance and stupidity for so many years. That's what breaks my heart.
Well, I have a 15-year-old son, and I'm going to die fighting.
Amen.
I'm turning over my blonde hair, blue eyed son to a world of savages. I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to be browbeaten. I'm not going to be shamed into being proud of being a white Christian. White Christian, Western Europeans settled this country.
I agree.
We have destroyed the United States of America. You mentioned 1965. That was the Hart-Celler Act. So your audience understands. In 1965, a bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats, changed the immigration ability. They turned off the faucet of anyone that was white European, and they turned on the faucet like a fire hydrant of every single person that wanted to come from the continent of Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America, meaning they brought in third worlders. Now, you, sir, are being extremely kind by saying their IQ is 80. Their IQ, the average IQ of the people that are coming across our border, are below 70. 70 wow. is the demarcation for retardation. It was once 85, but our medical people captured too many minorities back in the 70s and 80s, and they dropped the number from 85 to 70. Do you know that there are dolphins and pigs that have ratings of IQ close to 50? So we're bringing, and I'm telling you, and I don't mean this to be mean, I am telling you, I have arrested, as of last week, when I left ICE, all the way through my career, people that are absolutely without brain function. They don't know how to say their name. They don't know how to spell it. They have no idea when they were born. I asked someone what their name is, and they have difficulty explaining to me what their name is without telling me. We have people that are functionally retarded in our school. In our nation, they're having children with other people that are retarded. And thus, you are now seeing our test scores going down into the 100, 150 out of 194 nations on planet Earth. How is this benefiting America in any way? And the answer is it's not. And you are absolutely correct, sir. And I wrote a book, a best-selling book called Invaded. And I talk about how this was all done intentionally and strategically. Our government did this to us, and they're doing it to every Christian nation on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah, in Europe, they're Europe all over the place. Absolutely they are. Yes, they are.
Well, ask yourself this. Why is in the last 5 to 10 years, all of the white European nations outside of Poland and Hungary and New Zealand and Australia, which are tucked away far, far away, Canada, the United States, why is there this massive migration of third worlders from Africa and Latin America into white countries? Why? Do you think that happened just because of natural migration tendencies? Or was there a nefarious system set in place called the global reset? I've said this all the time, sir. If you just shut your mouth and listen to what they say, they tell you exactly what they're going to do. This is a global reset. I didn't come up with that term. They say it out loud. We are going to globally reset the world. Why? Because, as Barack Obama said, because we are going to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And they have. And they're winning.
Oh, they are. It took them a long time to get that train rolling. But once they got it rolling, it fueled in pretty quickly. It rolled down the track a whole lot at a breakneck speed. And again, you see people in politics, you see people in the church saying, well, we got to let them all in. That's what America is all about. That is not what America is all about. And that's because they don't know the history. When this nation was first founded, it was very hard to become a citizen of this country. And up to 1965, they did not want to let third world nations in. They tried their best to keep it restricted to European countries coming here to live in this country, because we had a common culture. Folks, this is not being hateful. This is not being in any means a racist. We're telling you the truth. And why do you think other nations like Mexico even? Why do you think you can't go to Mexico and by the tens of millions if you wanted to and invade the country? What would happen to you? You'd be arrested within 2 or 3 days. They're not going to feed you and clothe you and house you and coddle you. When you come across the border illegally, they're not going to do it, and they shouldn't. America has been duped.
Well, they've been duped, and one of the major players of this system to dupe us have been all of our religious institutions.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
I guarantee you, every one of them, and being led big time by the Catholic Church.
You're absolutely right. I'm Catholic, and it pains me to say this. The Catholic Church, the Lutherans, the Jews, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Baptists, the Protestants, every single religious organization has a non-governmental organization, an NGO, and they dipped their beaks into that gold goblet, and they drank billions and billions and billions of dollars from the federal government, and they facilitated the demographic demise of the United States of America under Joe Biden. Absolutely. The Catholic Church is conservatively took over $5 billion. Jewish Family Services, I know the guy that was sending the money to Jewish Family Services was sending $600 million every 3 to 4 months. So you're talking every single religious organization under the blanket and umbrella of God and use God's name to bring these people into our country to destroy our country.
Absolutely. And folks, again, we said it started big time back in 1965. Biden was a huge promoter of it, but it started long before he was ever in office. This didn't happen overnight. There was a time when I was a young man, but people wouldn't tolerate this. No more than they would tolerate murder unborn babies. That would have been, they tried that back in the 50s, people would have been up in arms. But by the time we got to 1973, become a complacent people, a well-fed people, a well-kept people by our own government, and we don't want to fight the hand to feed this. So it's gotten worse since then. And when you think about the billions you're talking about here, JJ, those billions come out of our pockets. those billions that we send to fight unjust wars and to fund our enemies come out of our pockets. But the people just don't seem, either they don't care or they feel helpless. And whether I can change or not is none of my business. My duty is to tell the truth. I'm to obey God first. Let the consequences be what they are. I'm going to tell the truth like you are tonight. Right now you're walking a lot of people's feet. You're probably making a lot of people angry because you're just telling it like it is. And the blame lies behind the pulpits of this country because of the panty-waisted preachers behind the pulpits that will not tell the truth or stand for the truth. They won't even teach the Bible, much less the laws of a land that were godly laws at one time. They won't teach that. So we now have a country where our grandchildren are going to grow up as, what would you say, servants to other people in this country. They're going to be outnumbered big time. They're going to be controlled by the laws of Muhammad. Mm-hmm. And Muslim faith and instead of the Christian faith, because Michigan's been taken over. They're in Minnesota. They're now in Texas. And what are the people doing about it? I don't see a lot being done about it. And that breaks my heart.
No one's doing anything about it. Has anybody been put in jail since Donald Trump has been in office? Anybody committed treason against America by opening the borders? This is treason. No one's been arrested. No one's been arrested for stealing election 2020. No one's the auto patent. No one's done the Russia gate. No one's going to go to jail because they're all complicit in it. Look, when I did child sex trafficking documentary, I interviewed all these people that had all the alphabet agencies' names behind their name, and they all told me the reason why this is happening, JJ, you got to understand, man, is that there is a significant percentage of your congressmen and senators that are pedophiles. And the ones that are not pedophiles know who the pedophiles are and they remain silent. Therefore, they're complicit and can be blackmailed. That's what's happening. Has anybody been arrested for raping and trafficking children out of Epstein's Island? Nope. How's that? That's impossible. Listen, let me tell your audience. When I would take down a Sinaloa drug cartel in, say, Santa Barbara, California, I would have 30 people under arrest, a panga, a fishing vessel. I'd have 10,000 pounds of narcotics and a couple vehicles. So what I would have by the end of it, with pocket trash, I would probably have 100, maybe 200 pieces of evidence. That was a big crime scene with a lot of evidence to prove their guilt. Donald Trump has released 3 million pieces of evidence. Another 3 million are under lock and key. 6 million pieces of evidence, and not one person is arrested? Are you out of your mind? As a guy that has done this for almost 3 decades, I am telling you, there is no way, there is zero chance that there aren't thousands of people that should be arrested for raping children.
I agree, including Hillary Clinton that put them arrested back in 2016. Never happened. Anyway, folks, back at the break with your phone calls, as always, we love for you to call. 717-300-1698. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods at bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back here talking to J.J. Carroll, ex-Border Patrol agent, ex-ICE agent, telling the truth about what's happening. We'll never be able to get rid of the illegals in the country. Folks, please understand, if these people are coming here legally, applying for citizenship, that's a different situation. Although, even with that, the influx of third world nations will eventually destroy us. But they're coming here to live off our backs, for us to feed them and clothe them and give them health care and do all those things. And they're doing it. They've actually shut down veterans' homes, like the nursing home facilities and other nursing homes, kicked them out in the streets, so to speak, and let illegals in to take care of them. This is happening in America. Now, I'm like JJ. Maybe I can't do a lot to stop it, but I'm going to swing the sword till I'm dead. I don't care who I upset. I don't care, as the old saying goes, if a hair lifts the Pope. I don't care. I'm going to tell the truth. I don't care if Billy Graham rolls over your grave for what I'm saying. I don't care. The truth is the truth, and we don't have a lot of time left to tell it. Matter of fact, JJ, things we're saying right now, things keep going like the way they are in this country, we'll be arrested for saying this on the radio. You know that.
So I was just talking to a good friend of mine that has a large podcast, and we were talking about that last night. If and when, and I don't even trust the Republicans, to be quite honest with you, if and when the Democrats get power, I have great fear. I do. I have fear that they will come after us. They will come after former ICE officers, former Border Patrol. They will try to put us in jail. They've said it. I'm not surmising or wondering. No, they've said it out loud. Pritzker and those type, Hakeem Jeffries. We are going to go after former ICE officers and Border Patrol agents and put them in jail or go after them civilly. We do. I'll make this statement. It's something that really makes people really cringe. We don't live in a republic anymore.
No, we don't.
You may live in the illusion that that you're represented. You're not represented. I testified in front of Congress and I had an illegal alien from Guatemala telling me she's a congresswoman, Dalia Ramirez, illegal from Guatemala by every term under the Immigration Nationality Act. I have her sitting above me in a dais calling me a racist. That's how upside down world we are. We don't have any representation. They bastardized the through amendments to completely bastardize the entire checks and balances with the 19th Amendment. We can go on and on, but basically and ultimately, we don't have a government for the people and by the people. We just don't. How do you go into Congress with debt, serve for 5 years, making $174,000 a year, and now you're ultimately worth $10, $30 million? How's that possible?
Yeah.
Somebody map that out for me. So we live in a government that's tyrannical. We live in a government that will throw us all in jail. January 6th was just a simple test run. But look what they did to us in January 6th. Where's our leader, Donald Trump? A lot of campaign promises, a lot of pounding his fist and telling us what he's going to do. What have you done, sir? What have you done? Nothing. You have not arrested one single person, not one. And that's a problem with me. I'm a law and order justice guy. Nobody has been brought to justice. You've allowed the people that committed treason, that harmed American citizens, and brought in another 30 million illegal aliens to our country, and you have done not one damn thing.
I agree. I totally agree. And not only that, he ran on his first time running. Hillary Clinton needs to go to jail. He said that in that debate. She needs to be arrested. I mean, and we fell for it. She's still walking the street somewhere. And so is her husband. So we're deceived. I understand that. Still are. We're still being lied to. But that doesn't mean that you and I are not responsible to tell the truth, brother. And that's a fact. And that's what we're going to do. We watched our nation be destroyed. We played church. We played all with American dream. We tried to ignore it. Just give me my six pack and watch the ball game. Mm-hmm. While our children are going to pay for our stupidity, apathy, and ignorance—they're going to pay for it. They are paying for it. And if you don't believe so, folks, look at the young people today, especially in the public school system. What's going on there? And our society is falling apart. There's a mass shooting about every day longer. There's no morals left. I mean, everybody does whatever feels good to do it. We've lost our Christian culture because we've been invaded by foreign heathens. Period. That's it. Go ahead, JJ. We'll take a phone call in 2 minutes. Go ahead.
No, you and I talked about this during the commercial break, that I lay everything, all of the ills, all of the sins of the world, of America, at the feet of the Christian man. We allowed the most sexually perverse, the most mentally ill, and the dumbest among us to rule us. We were so afraid of losing our friends on Facebook and not having likes on X that we agreed that men can have babies. We agreed that men can dress up as women because that's a sexual fetish and teach our children. We allowed men to go into women's bathrooms naked in front of our wives and our daughters, and we did nothing because we have become a gutless nation. Our men should get on our knees and beg God for forgiveness because he is absolutely unhappy with us.
Absolutely. I agree. I totally agree. We have people now, they no longer call women pregnant. They say that there are people that are pregnant. They don't say women are pregnant. People are pregnant. That person is pregnant. They don't use the word term any longer about a pregnant lady. It's a pregnant person. So, I mean, that's how far we come down in the wrong way. And again, it's not mentioning any churches I've been around for a long time. I don't hear anybody say anything about to expose evil. I just don't. It breaks my heart to see that, but it's true. Hey, let's go to Massachusetts and let's talk to Jeff. Jeff, come on in and welcome.
Yes, thank you very much, Pastor Paul. JJ, I've always wanted to talk to you. I watch your shows on YouTube. I miss your shows on YouTube. And also, too, being from Massachusetts, I can give an insight that a lot of people cannot give because I'm from a communist area. The reason why things are the way they are, I don't lay them at the feet of the Christian man. I lay them at the feet of the general public, normie, who worships the God of self. I will do what it takes to get whatever it takes from me, myself, and I don't care how it affects anybody. I am a godless atheist. And when things get bad enough, I'll just go to a red state, live my life there. It will not happen in my lifetime. I could care less. That's the general public normie. That's number one. But number two, there's a movie out that I recommend that both of you watch called Bushwick with Dave Bautista, and it shows what's coming to this country. We're going to be the Balkans. I mean, I feel that in my heart of hearts. And when we become the Balkans, you're going to have the red states that are going to be fortified, and the blue states that are going to be run by foreign nations like Russia, China, Middle East countries. They'll put their military in places like Massachusetts, and we'll use those as a springboard to hit the rest of the country. Those illegal aliens are going to be military foot soldiers wearing the uniforms of their country. We will have World War III on our soil. You'll have genocide and horrible stuff. Remember, you can vote in communism, but the only way to eliminate communism is to shoot your way out. It'll be the Communist Islamic Unified Front. JJ, what do you think?
I agree with you 100%, and I don't care how it sounds. I know it's doomsday. I know it's blackpilling. People are going to say, oh, he's a blackpiller. No. I'm looking at, as you just laid out, I'm looking at what is happening in America. I've tabletop this. I've looked at it from an analytical viewpoint, and the only outcome is death and destruction. That's it. We are already becoming a Balkanized nation. Already.
We will become
solidified in that Balkanization soon enough. And when the red states solidify that, have their own military, have their own borders, what is going to happen to the blue states? They're going to become anarchy. They're going to try to eat themselves alive. And then when they get done eating themselves alive and whoever's standing, they're going to have to come take our stuff. This is what's going to happen. We keep kicking this down the road. We thought Trump was going to be the man. He's not the man. I believe there's somebody coming down the pipe that we have no idea about. He's coming. Massachusetts is gone. You have in Massachusetts, your state was arresting and releasing known sexual pedophiles that were raping children. They were letting them go onto the streets and not calling ICE, not even putting a bond on them, just releasing them. This is happening across America. We have, without exaggeration, we have millions of rapists, pedophiles, murderers, and violent assaulters on our shores. So your audience understands, under the 30 million that Joe Biden allowed into our country in 4 years, 60 to 70% of them were single adult military age men from continent of Africa, Middle East, and Latin America.
That's right.
We have brought in our end. And that caller from Massachusetts was 100% correct. And my YouTube shows you that we don't live in America. I'm having to revamp my show. It's going to come back next week, sir, I believe. And in order to try to circumvent somehow the censorship that is YouTube. This is the America we live in. We have no more freedom of speech. We have no ability for recourse of our grievance. When's the last time that we didn't have the recourse of our grievances? That was a Revolutionary War. And I believe one of them is coming again soon.
Oh, but JJ, as a closing note before I go, the model is Romania. Romania was under the boot of the Soviet Union. I believe the blue states will be under the boot of foreign countries. We'll have another name, another flag. That's where this car is heading towards. Thank you for having JJ on, Pastor Paul, and do have a good one.
All right, thank you for the call. And Jeff's living right in the middle of a cesspool, Massachusetts. No doubt about it. I mean, I admire his ability to stay there and try to go through all that nonsense in that place they call it a state. It's unbelievable. But yeah, Dimitri Duman, a prophet that passed away several years ago, come to America to tell us what's going to happen if we didn't repent. He said we would go to civil war before we attacked outside forces. And I believe he's right. We're seeing division right now. Divisions everywhere. They're getting violent. Obviously they are. We see it all the time. And let's go talk to Darlene in Washington State. Darlene, welcome. Come on in.
Hi.
Hello.
I agree 100% with what J.J. is saying. This is the first time I heard him, but I've been studying this for a long time. One of the interesting things I heard, probably over 20 years ago, was a half American Indian saying, when the white race disappears, the rest of the races will go into slavery forever. Then the other thing is, on the 700 a.m. out of Cincinnati one morning at about 7 o'clock, four times an hour, they were advertising for organ donations for the multicultural communities. And generally, when you have hybridity, you have a weakness. So that's my thinking on that. And that's all I have to say. So thank you very much for having this guy.
Hey, darling. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Good points. Anything with that, J.J.?
No, I just think that we got to get to the point where we're just speaking honestly to each other and having the courage when somebody tells you that men can have babies, that you look them in the face and say, you're a mental patient. You're absolutely insane. You're the problem with everything. We have gotten so accustomed and so beaten down in our Christianity that we actually believe God wants us to remain silent so we don't cause any kind of grief. We're supposed to allow evil to continue to prosper and grow because we've been taught, well, don't have any conflict. Don't, they have a right. Don't be a judge. Don't judge these people.
Oh, yeah. There's that's nowhere in the Bible, by the way. We have a duty to judge. We truly do. But you know, we should be to the point now, every Christian, every American, but every Christian should be at the point now that they're profoundly angry what's happening around them. I mean, angry enough to speak up, stand up, and not back up. But I don't see it happen overall. I don't. And it's sad to say that, but I don't. I still see an America that has become so complacent and so used to compromising that they can't comprehend the courage to stand. And that's really a sad situation to say, but it's true. We watched this come together for so many years and become so complacent with it. Wait for somebody to get in office and change it. Man is not going to save his country. Unless there's massive repentance from the people in this country before Almighty God, America is not going to be turned around. It can't be turned around and be flying in the face of God's judgment. It isn't going to happen. I know it makes a lot of people angry when I say that, but frankly, I don't care. It's the truth. And folks, the phone line's open, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And, J.J., you go ahead and say a few things. I don't want to keep you off the air. You're doing a great job. Go ahead.
No, I believe what you just said is what I believe, too. People would ask me, well, what do you think is going to happen? You think it's going to be a civil war? And I don't think it's going to be a civil war. I think it's going to be a revolution. And I don't think it's going to be you wear a red coat, we wear a blue coat. I just believe it's going to be.
It won't be that simple. It won't.
But it will be neighbor versus neighbor. There will be a revolution. And I believe the revolution is going to be centered around Christ. I really do. And I think that's the only way that this is going to come out. When you look at everything that we have to fight, you mentioned this. The pendulum is so far to the left. It's so insane that they believe men can have babies. How do we get back to normal? Where is normal? So it seems overwhelming, doesn't it? And that's the only way is God's going to have to come back and he's going to have to be a leader in this. But I believe someone that we don't know yet is going to rise up and he's going to be so charismatic. He's not going to be the Antichrist and all that. He's going to rise up and he's going to bring the tens of millions of Americans that want America back. And we are going to drive all of the third worlders out of our country back into the sea, into the Pacific and the Atlantic. And we're going to push them into Canada and New Mexico. And we're going to take our country back. But when we do that, it is going to be violent. It is going to be bloody and it's going to be painful. Very, very painful.
I would like to think you're right. I truly would. And I don't disagree with you. I like to think you're right, but I think America crossed the line to redemption to God. We sin beyond, in my mind, beyond redemption as a nation. And in 2 Kings 24:4, God said he would not pardon the shedding of innocent blood. Well, discounting the unborn babies we slaughtered somewhere, and I'd say close to 80 million, I don't know what they say, 60, but close to 80, maybe more, that we allowed to be slaughtered. I don't think he can forgive that sin of America. I really don't believe that. I hope you're right. I like to think you're right, J.J., but I don't see it happen. All I know is, until we become angry enough to speak up, until we demand a change, nothing's going to change. And you said it, Trump's been in office now for 5 years total, and no one's been arrested. No one. I mean, look at Fauci. The man was a liar, a traitor to his country, and he's not even been charged anything yet, as far as treason or anything else. This is all part of it, and we can name many, many names along this line that have betrayed this country, from the top right on down. But we don't see any retribution. We don't see any demand even from the people overall to do anything about it. They're not taking to the streets to demand it. They're just sat back and murmur and complain. They won't speak it out. They won't go on a radio broadcast say anything. They might get in trouble. I've had people tell me, seriously, well, I can't call your radio broadcast. I know you're being listened to. I said, I hope I am from both sides.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care. Here's what I'm saying. I was called before a federal grand jury one time for what I said on the radio many years ago. I had to get a lawyer. I said, that's the law. You have to get a lawyer and go before a federal grand jury. I didn't have the money, and the guy gave me a gold coin, just the amount needed to pay the lawyer off at the time. That's a true story. So all I can say is I've already faced a federal grand jury, been called before the FBI 3 times. I'm not going to shut up. If they want me to shut up, they're going to kill me and threaten me or threaten what I have or even threaten my family doesn't scare me. Because my family is, if they send them home to heaven, that's the best they're ever going to get anyway. That doesn't scare me. My God's more important to me than my family. And I know that probably a lot of people are nervous and upset. That's why they didn't call in. But, JJ, I can't shut up the truth. You can't either. Our children will curse us if we do.
Well, they're going to curse us. They're going to curse the Gen Alphas and the Gen Z. They're going to curse us, and they're going to write volumes and volumes and volumes about how we allowed our country to fall into absolute disrepair. And it has been accelerated. It is going faster and faster and faster because we have no one that has the courage to do what's necessary. Yeah. No one. No one will do what's right for America. Look what we're doing. We're fighting Iran. We're in another war in the Middle East.
Yes.
Why? Why? What? The answer is because our leaders are compromised. What do they have on Trump? What do they have on Lindsey Graham? What do they have on Chuck Schumer? What do they have on all these politicians? And a lot of them are pedophiles. So it's a lot of it is sexual deviancy and evil.
Well, you ask the leader of a so-called nation that's got all these people blackmailed. We can call his name by name for two. This head of the nation we call Israel today. Are all involved in this. It's very true. I don't care, but it's a fact. It is what it is. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in and welcome.
Hi, Butch. Finally, I got you back on the air. I could get you on my telephone today. I couldn't get you for quite some time. Yeah, so I got it. So I'm thankful to that. And I'm thankful for your guest right now, too. You know, as you know, I spend a lot of time out on the street with what I do out there, standing up with the preborn. But I have people, coming and going all the time here in Arizona. And, I have these illegals passing me all the time on the street, all the time. And they ask me for money and stuff like that, even if I had some money, I which I don't, you feel sorry for these people, but these are people that broke the law by coming here.
That's true.
And right. And when I go shopping, because like I said, I'm always on a street. So, I wear that shirt that says, Stand Up for Life on it. So when I go shopping, people have to see that. And just about they all know me here. And but I'm going to tell you. We got men here that think they're women, just like you was talking about. And we got women here that think they're men. And people tolerate it. Mm-hmm. And so what are we not going to tolerate? And I'm going to tell you, this slowly came in, but they're at warp speed now. You both know that. When they say, that a woman can have a man and a man can be a woman. I mean, how stupid And that's the best word I can say for that. Can a person be? And I'm going to tell you, God knows what you do, and He knows what you do not do.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
We're supposed to stand up for God, you know, and try to change things as best we can, no matter how small or how big. You know,
I agree.
Sometimes I get to talk to a myriad of people when I'm out there. And I will talk to them and try to bring them to Jesus Christ, me and the few people that's on the team with me anymore. But I'm going to tell you, the churches have failed. Now, I'm talking about here.
Yes.
I don't know what it's like someplace else.
It's about everywhere the same way, Gary. About everywhere the same way. The church left the ball field. Hey, cut you off. We're about out of time, though. But thanks for the call, Gary. I appreciate the call. Seriously, I love you, brother. Thanks for the call.
I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. JJ, tell the folks how they can find out more about you.
You go to my website, jjcarroll.com, just jjcarroll.com. It has all my socials on there. I'm on YouTube, Facebook, X, Substack, etc. But the best place is just go right to my website. It has all the links on there.
Now, is your name Carroll spelled C-A-R-R-E-L-L?
Yes, sir. Just jjcarroll.com.
Okay, folks, there you go. Check him out. JJ, I've enjoyed this immensely. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate it, and I mean that. Can we do it again sometime?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you very much for giving me such a wide berth to be able to speak what I believe in. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, you and I see eye to eye on about everything, and we have got to stand together. And for over 33 years to try to get people to understand this, my biggest heartbreak is I've been doing this a long time, but I see very little change in the people as a whole. To turn back, repent before God and seek His face. I see very little of that in this nation today, especially in the so-called churches. But thank you for your faithfulness, what you've done, for your service in the past. And let's just work together, JJ. If I can help you, please feel free to let me know.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
All right, talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Folks, I want to tell you, the man told the truth, and we did try to tell the truth tonight. I hope you've been blessed with the truth. I know it isn't always pleasant. But America is very close to the most severe judgment that America's ever seen, beyond what we ever will comprehend. What you see happening in streets of foreign nations now is coming to America. The chaos here in our nation, the mass shootings almost every day, infrastructure is crumbling, literally bridges falling apart, the public school system destroying our children's souls and minds. This is our judgment. Please speak and do something. Tomorrow night, by the way, we're going to have Dr. Rodriguez on to answer your health questions from, in my mind, probably the best doctor in the world today. Everybody's talking about. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.